I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research shows that our health can be impacted in positive ways when we have a robust and diverse community of microorganisms in our body. To talk about the role that these microbes can play in our health is Dr. Scott Curry. He's an assistant professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at MUSC. Dr. Curry, can you explain how microorganisms in our body can play an important role in our health?
Sure. This is an explosion of interest in this area in the last several years because we're understanding more and more about which organisms actually live inside the human body. For every person alive, we estimate about 3% of the human body is made up of microbes by weight. So a 200-pound individual has about 6 pounds of bacteria that compose all of the other organisms that are not our own human DNA components there. And that's very interesting from a genetic standpoint. We think a lot about how the human genetics are determining our health status, but for every human gene, there's 150 that come from bacteria, fungi, and viruses that live in our own bodies.
And what are some of the roles that these microorganisms play while they're in our body?
There are a few that we've known about for many decades, most prominent being the production of vitamins from the gut bacteria, also the competition for space inside the body. So when there are bacteria, for example, that occupy the human throat or the human genital tract, it crowds out those other organisms that we traditionally associate with human infections. And we're understanding more and more about the negative impact that antibiotics can have on human health by eliminating those competing organisms from those spaces.
Dr. Curry, how is it that we even get all of these microorganisms in our bodies in the first place?
It starts from the time we're born, but it continues from the time we're fed as babies through the rest of our lives, as well as from the environment, particularly the soil, and soil that ends up through the food supply, fruits and vegetables are all very important theoretical ways that most of the bacteria that occupy the human body end up there.
You mentioned antibiotics a minute ago. Is there anything we need to know if we've been on antibiotics to reintroduce some good bacteria and microorganisms into our bodies after that run of medicine?
So there's a lot of interest in the area of probiotics, which are essentially anything that would purport to put back bacteria into the human gut and other areas of the human body that weren't there and were eliminated from that niche from antibiotics. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of high-quality evidence that probiotics actually do anything good for preventing other infections caused by antibiotic use, so far as we know yet.
Is there any other research you'd like to mention related to microorganisms?
There's a lot of really fascinating work being done in animals right now that may or may not translate to human health, but it's curious to know that if you use what we call germ-free mice, which are mice that are born without any bacteria and are maintained that way in special facilities, you can actually play around with the bacterial composition of their guts and change the health status of the mice. For example, you can make skinny mice fat and fat mice skinny using bacteria introduced from people that exhibit obesity versus leanness. Whether that's ever going to translate into therapeutics for humans is an open question, but a very interesting one.
Dr. Curry, thank you for providing this information about microorganisms.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.